Friday Lounge in New York City. But Andy and I have to go. We love you.
Okay.
Until next time.
Yes, we love you.
See ya!
All right.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
So, yes, this is Vinny's theme music. So I saw him, so we didn't have time for Avenging Annie. But the studio version, we heard a great, a live version, but we're going to ask Vinny, we're going to request a Vin for the next show. Let's see if he plays it. It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford, acoustic sailing right now.
This is WMFO in Medford. How you doing, everybody? It's Acoustic Ceiling Time, and we're going to have Jack and Sam do a lot of the show. They'll be running it, and it's going to be really exciting, really fun. And we're going to bring that fader back up to the red. The one that's lit. This one? Bring it back to red. Yep. And now we're going to do a PSA to start off the show. It's 1 hour. This is WMFO in Medford.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Okay, everybody, this is WMFO in Medford. Welcome to the program. At the end of the show, I'll do a rundown of all the songs you heard. If you want to know what was played immediately, look at WMFO.org on your iPhone or your smartphone or your computer. This is WMFO Medford.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. Class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Okay, this is WMFO. We're smashing the acoustic ceiling. And guess what? We're playing this song. This is for you. This is a request on WMFO Medford.
loving you the way I do. I know we're gonna make it through, and I would go to the ends of the earth, 'cause darling, to me that's what you're worth. Where you lead, I will follow. Anywhere that you tell me to, if you
WMFO Medford.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Another ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. But if you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing.
comprehend. I saw a preacher man in cuffs, he taking money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek God to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees.
pretty good with cockroaches. What this group does have in common is the country doesn't belong to us. People that signed the Declaration of Independence, they got the country early and they still hold it. It belongs to the blonde-haired John Deans and the short-haired Bob Haldimands and the no-haired John Mitchells and the cottage cheese and ketchup Richard Nixons. I want them to loosen their grasp, and I'm not one who says, look at how terrible they are and how corrupt, because I recognize the capacity for my own evil. I just put it into a different perspective. What they did is based on a philosophy and a theory developed by Plato and Socrates. It's called Save Your Ass. You know where Nixon and his boys can't believe what happened to them? Not because of the reenactment of democratic principles. I don't think so. The reason they can't believe what happened to them is because they got caught by a black man. A black who, in their minds, they put in his place years ago. A night watchman at the Watergate complex. A night watchman with his lantern just walking, checking out those rooms. Meanwhile, they're in California winning the gubernatorial race, beat Helen Gahagan Douglas, beat Harvard, beat Yale, beat the Washington Post, and he's just walking, checking out those rooms, waiting for that mystical moment when the door is left open just that much. But it's enough to see the torn underwear under America's tuxedo. And when he closed his hand tight on them, he brings a little bit of America back and gets it out of their grasp. I find that exciting. I wanted to believe John Mitchell was telling the truth. It was when his nose started to grow. John Conley is one of those rare instances of a rat swimming towards a sinking ship.
Hey guys, this is WMFO Medford. That was a little comedy by David Steinberg. We're online at WMFO.org. Make sure you come in and listen on there.
And just don't forget, guys.
Don't forget, there's a Swamp Fest at MIT on this Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you want to, come stop by.
Yeah, that's cool. And just mention it's from 9 to 2 and the address.
The address is Albany and Main Street in Cambridge.
Excellent. And now, get ready for music. So.
Get ready for some music.
That just, it's number one. Oh.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the Friday, I can get tickets for the dance. And I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake.
enough. Would you be an outlaw for my love?
WMFO Medford.
Under the covers, we don't have to be anything quite so unreal. Let's just be lovers. Well, my heart's turning round like a chicken with its head cut off. All around the barnyard, falling in and out of love. Poor thing's blind as a bat, getting up, falling down, getting up. Who'd fall in love with a chicken with its head cut off? It ain't pretty.
All right, so that was A Chicken With Its Head Cut Off, which is a very interesting song by our main man, Vin, over here. We're going to get a call from him in just a minute and see if us trainees can pick it up, because it's kind of a puzzle. So let's see if we got a call in here. Meanwhile, we got another trainee in here. Jack, how are you enjoying your time on the air?
I'm having a great time in the air. How about you, Sam?
I'm having a really good time. We got about 10 minutes left. This is on WMFO in Medford. It's 4:49 and 20 seconds because we've got a really accurate clock like that. So, Jack, it's your first year at Tufts. How you enjoying it?
Tufts has been going great. Great classes, great professors, great people. Just overall great time.
That's good. We seem to be having some... Oh, so we've got a call coming in right now. So let's see what we're going to do. According to the instructions, we should press talk back again, then set, and... Let's see if we can get them on the air. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Excellent. Sam, I love the show. I'm looking forward to the rundown. I want to hear all the songs played.
All right, we can definitely do that for you next after this. So for all of our listeners, that's exactly how you get a call on the air, extremely awkwardly. So thanks
excellent.
For calling,
hey.
Vin.
Hey, Play something really rocking, something amazing, okay?
All right. We can do that for you. How about some Elvis? How do you feel about that?
Oh, I love it. Play Elvis.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. This is...
Bye-bye.
This is Marie's the Name, His Latest Flame.
A very old friend came by today. He was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said a goodbye. He was gone but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said a goodbye. He was gone but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name of his latest flame.
two cellos right there. That was for Sam. I like that, Sam. Great stuff. This is WMFO in Medford. We're doing the rundown. It's the end of the program, and thank you all for listening. I'll start the rundown in just a moment. Okay, on today's program at 4 o'clock, we started off with John Lennon. We heard Working Class Hero from the Plastic Ono Band album. That was his first solo one. Then we heard Andy Pratt with Avenging Annie from the Andy Pratt record. Carole King and Louise Goffin was in there with Where You Lead, I Will Follow from music from Gilmore Girls. Then it was Cage the Elephant with Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. That's from Cage the Elephant, and that was a request for Jack. Night Control was in there with Star 131 from their album Death Control. That was for Steve. David Steinberg gave us a bit of comedy with Prejudice from Booga Booga. Big Star, we heard 13. That's from, guess what, the music from the Gilmore Girls also. Good old Big Star. We heard a twofer for Tame Impala. We heard Feels Like We Only Go Backwards and Mind Mischief. Then it was UB40 giving us some haunting reggae. We heard Kingston Town from their Greatest Six EP. The Magnetic Fields gave us a wonderful recording, a chicken with its head cut off from 69 Love Songs, Volume 1. Elvis Presley was in there with Marie's the Name, his latest flame, from Elvis's 30 number one hits. And we finished the whole shebang off with two cellos with Welcome to the Jungle from their disc Two Cellos. It's been a treat to be playing all this music for you. Thank you, Sam and Jack, for being with me. They'll be on the air on their own very, very soon. I can't wait for that to happen. The next DJ, his name is Trevor. Yeah. Trevor's coming up, and he's going to have a wonderful show. I can't wait to hear it. I'll talk to you guys next week. Remember, everybody, this is non-commercial radio. No commercials. No garbage. This is Tufts University Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.